A ministry gets medical help as medics get the boot in Myanmar. The fuel crisis bites at missionary aviation. And the Japan quake prompts a call to prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Myanmar is relentless about moving ahead with post-cyclone reconstruction. They're closing down the refugee camps and asking foreign teams to leave. But Global Aid Network isn't among them. GainUSA's Dwayne Zook was assessing their projects in six villages.
The government has asked us, along with our church partners, to build a school in each one of those. Over the next 2 to 3 months, we hope to have those six schools completed. Secondly, we've been asked to help reconstruct community centers. After that, we hope to be able to repair the homes of the people who just can't do it.
Zook was encouraged by the resilience of the church.
Yes, I saw tears, but I saw people who were getting ready to get back on their feet. A lot of the believers said, you know, we don't like what happened, but we believe God is giving us a special opportunity to share God's love.
The team needs both prayer and funding. Go to our website if you can help. Next, Myanmar has booted a team of medics, citing no need for their services. International Aid's Milton Amayan says that means cyclone survivors rely on the help of mobile clinics.
We have shipped six clinics to a partner that works within Myanmar, especially in the disaster area. And they also work with displaced people along the Thai border.
The basics are there, but they are in finite supply. Getting more will be tricky.
We don't have internet in Myanmar. Cell phones are confiscated before you go to the disaster areas.
Amayan says prayer is essential as well as funds. Both help outreach.
It is not only a matter of a political battle, it's also a spiritual one. The Christians inside Myanmar have been mobilized. They have reached out to their own people. When they see you extend your help, even if you are not really openly sharing the gospel, it makes them think. And when the opportune time comes, the Holy Spirit opens doors for them to have a conversation about the love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Rescue efforts in Japan's earthquake have been hampered by severe aftershocks and the threat of floods. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries serving in Japan are asking for prayer for the victims in the wake of Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake. It killed at least 11 people and injured more than 250 others. No IMB personnel were harmed and their ministry hasn't been interrupted. Meanwhile, in the final part of our series on the global fuel crisis, missionary aviation is taking a huge hit as it continues to reach the unreached. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Dave Fiox says it is a crisis. MAF's cutting its operating expenses by 10% to help offset the high cost of fuel. More donations are needed to help short-term. However, new technology will help long-term.
There are some aircraft and some engine designs that are coming out. The Kodiak 100 would be an example of a different aircraft that uses jet fuel instead of avgas. And jet fuel worldwide is about one-third the price of avgas.
Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the higher fuel costs haven't forced them into radical decisions yet. Smith says the ramifications, though, are obvious.
The cost of operating the aircraft or the helicopters that are serving the most remote locations continues to go up, and that means more money goes to the gas companies, less money goes to the recipients.
And almost 500 easy-to-read Bibles will soon arrive in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where floods have driven 25,000 people from their homes. Local churches in the U.S. will help distribute the Bibles, which were donated by the employees of the World Bible Translation Center. Residents of Cedar Rapids are beginning to return and clean up hundreds of city blocks that were swamped by water. Pray that those who receive the Bibles will be comforted by the gospel in their time of need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.